On this episode of the Cash Compound Podcast, we talk to another Nelson Nash Institute practitioner, Mr. Brian Fleming. Let's go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Brian Fleming in the building here. Brian, I'm so happy to get to know you for one of the first times right here on our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and spending your time with the Cash Compound community.
Thank you for allowing me. It was great to meet you at the annual think tank.
Yes, sir. So let's start from the beginning since we're kind of getting acquainted. Let me know your IBC coming to knowledge type story. How did it all start for you, my friend? I've been in the game now 9 years, a practitioner for 9 minutes. Maybe you've been around for longer than that. So tell us how it all began.
That's quite the question. Matter of fact, I was running a real estate investment club. And some guy came up to me and says, hey, I can help you grow this club. I'm like, okay. So I became a club leader of his, and I was on a conference call with some other new club leaders to figure out how this whole thing worked. Well, one of the other guys on the call said what he did, and I had no idea what he said, but it sounded really, really interesting. So I got off the call. I Googled his name, Facebooked his name. Were you just on that call? Yeah, what do you do? Bank on yourself. Oh, what's bank on yourself? In one rabbit hole after another, Nelson Nash, the infinite banking concept. I'm like, holy cow. And that's from a guy who bought term, invested difference for 30 years prior. Don't talk to me about whole life. I know what I'm doing. And I found the other side of the story, and am I glad I did.
So how long ago was that? After 30 years of buy term and invest the difference, a lot of people out there know that phrase, but even more don't know that phrase. So you were actually interested, real estate, buy term and invest the difference. You were interested in money, but how long was it ago that you decided to make this shift and transition? And, you know, what type of kind of internal angst did that create inside of you?
Well, it was in 2010 when I stumbled on this. I kind of tell my story like this. I had my insurance licenses over 30 years ago, but I realized knocking on doors to make a living wasn't as fun as kicking them in, so I became a cop. Well, now I'm back in insurance because I stumbled on the infinite banking concept, and I needed something to do when I retire. And when I found out about this, I'm like, man, am I ticked off at myself, because in my real estate venture, I had rooming houses, week-to-week rentals. In the year 2000, I brought home in my pocket net cash $43,000. That was a part-time job while I was a police officer. Had I known about this back then and put the money in a policy, woo!
Right. We always play that game, what could have been, what might have been. But at the same time, if we don't have the knowledge, sometimes we do have the knowledge, but if we don't have the understanding, it wouldn't have done us any good, right? That tool wouldn't have brought us any wealth, as we might say, because we just didn't understand what was going on. And I think that's why so many people out there, even when they get a little bit of the light peeks through the darkness about whole life insurance, infinite banking, Nelson Nash, bank on yourself, it just doesn't grab hold of them yet, because knowledge doesn't quite equal understanding of this whole concept. So what was the transition into your retirement to actually become an agent again, a practitioner eventually? Like, how did that go?
Well, again, I stumble on it. I figure, okay, now how do I learn about this? Now, Nelson was sending some people to a place in Lawrence, Kansas to get trained and everything. I didn't go there. But then there was another training class back in Dallas. So I went to that one. And a guy, Rocky, was doing the training. And there were other agents to learn how to do the whole infinite banking thing and understand how it works. And I'm like, okay, now where do I go from here? How do I learn this? So I just kind of looked around the room and picked somebody to say, hey, can I team up with you? Well, I did. It didn't work out very well. I mean, it was a general agent. I started with them, but I moved on to a different general agent that I use. And it's just a powerful concept. I'm glad I'm doing it, and glad I'm just hooked up with Nelson and the crew and you guys and everybody else.
Where do we go when we tell this story to other people? I want to know, on your journey now of helping other people understand it, you obviously in the real estate environment were around people who are interested in money. You're obviously bringing home $40,000 plus as a part-time gig, taking, you know, your side hustle as you're doing law enforcement. So like, who do you talk to and how do you talk to them in the beginning? We've got a system now at the Cash Compound called the Save and Spend System. And we talk on stages. We also send people to videos online, things like that. But how did you start? I know that not everybody does what I do. So how did you start? And maybe when you're starting in 2010-ish, 11, 12, all that, maybe you weren't on social media. So, you know, how do you go about building a business?
Actually, with my real estate investment club, you know, it was a real estate investment club called the Milwaukee Ring Real Estate Investors Networking Group. But I stumbled on this and I says, I mean, a lot of good information from that other guy, not all real estate, but real estate is part of it. So now I says, okay, let's change the format of this club to talk about all things financial, not just real estate. So it became the Milwaukee Wealth Club. Now that was interesting because real estate investors are real estate, real estate, real estate. Well, what about other things? I mean, you're going to make money here. What else are you going to do with the money? Where are you going to put it? All that kind of stuff. So it became Milwaukee Wealth Club. I did a couple presentations on the infinite banking concept there. Got a couple policies through that. I wasn't really on social media at that time, just talking to people. I was still a police officer. So I was talking about it at the police department. And they got, oh, here comes Brian with his witchcraft. Well, all right, whatever. You know, but just talk about it. Now, yeah, I am on social media. I use maybe Facebook for my organic social media marketing. I'm about to start my own podcast pretty soon. And I'm going to go from there.
Yes, sir. We look forward to it. Hopefully I can be a guest on there if I'm good enough speaking on the microphone. So, yes, sir. So it's interesting to me how people came to this information. If you don't know my story, back in the day, so we're talking about just at 10 years ago, I was first introduced to the concept through a club that were networkers, network marketers. And there's a few people making some good money. And they said, once you make the good money, you got to know where to store it and stash it. So they introduced us into an environment that was infinite banking. I read Nelson Nash's book. I understood 0% of it. And then I was like, oh, what do I do now? Because I guess I'm not smart enough. It really is smart people and people like me. That's what I thought it was. And I wasn't realizing that the information just was in an environment that I was not used to being in. The information was in that environment. So the problem was, is like, I've never really had conversations about things that you said that are very natural to some groups, real estate. I've never been in real estate conversations. I've never been in insurance conversations. I've never built in long-term wealth-building conversations. So I needed that coach, what I now know as a practitioner. And so my brother and I here at the Cash Compound, we decided to jump into that community later. But in the beginning, it was really trying to come out of a place where we thought we already had the right information. And that was definitely like you, maybe in a buy term, invest the difference type of atmosphere. So I was a cash guy. Dave Ramsey had taught me everything that I'd known at that point because my parents didn't teach me, not because they were not involved. It's because they didn't know. So they said, hey, man, there's this guy on the radio, Christian dude, save your money. Don't get into crazy consumer debt. And I was like, well, that makes sense over time. Like, so I was under those pretenses. Of course, he does a lot of good for a lot of people, but his life insurance approach, I believe, is not only misleading, but it is actually philosophically wrong in several areas. So that's where I came from. Tell me about your growing up. Prior to being a cop, prior to being in real estate, you know, how did it start? What was your money mindset coming out of your family, Brian?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I'm one of six siblings. We're all around. My parents aren't. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of talk about money in the household. And I was actually thinking about this question the other day. How did it start for me? And I'm thinking, you know what? It was probably Carlton Sheets on the TV selling his no money down real estate stuff. And it just went from there. I bought that, started listening. You know, there's an apartment association in town. More about being a landlord than an investor, but I don't know. I just started liking it. I believe that we should play as little in taxes legally as we can. So I've always thought about that way and how to be tax efficient. But yeah, no, it wasn't in the house, unfortunately. And it just actually is the way it is, unfortunately, so much today is we're not taught this in the house. The question I hear asked so often is, what do you wish you would have learned in school that you weren't taught? Money, finances, taxes, whatever. Yeah, we're just not taught any of this stuff.
You're exactly right. That's how it was in my family. It wasn't like it was taboo. It's just like it wasn't the topic. of conversation. Right. So we talked about other things, and we talked about money from time to time. And normally it ended with, we wish we had some and we're broke. Like, that's all we talked about. So, yeah. It's not taboo still to this day. As my brother and I try to introduce this to our other siblings, there's more than just the banking bros. There's a couple other of us out there in our family and our parents. It was just, hey, we found something. And if you're one of those church people like me, you know, found people find people. And so we're looking for the next person to share this information with so we can help them understand what's going on. So I appreciate where you're coming from this. Now, I do want to – the reason that I connected with you specifically is because being practitioners that we are, there's a community, there's a club of disciples of Nelson Nash who get together, and we talk and walk through how do we keep Nelson's message going in a world of crazy internet information. A lot of people get a lot wider – they cast a lot wider of a net than Nelson was trying to make sure people understood. So we're trying to do that. And what we talked about in a keynote presentation, my brother and I, the Financial Freedom Fighters, that's what we called our presentation. I believe that it spoke to you in a certain way. And I just want to hear your perspective on the way we approached the culture, the money, the influence, and maybe even the responsibility that folks like you and I have. So give me a flavor of that, because I think you, I don't know, maybe had a thought or an epiphany when we spoke.
You mean at the think tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, your presentation was second to none. I mean, just the way you presented it, the history and everything. Again, just that lack of financial knowledge that we have in our households. You know, we need to have that. It's got to start somewhere. Otherwise, we get it from who knows where and probably very wrong sources or not complete information that we need. You know, so I just can't wait. I mean, the nice thing about Think Tank is they record everything. I can't wait to watch your guys' presentation again. Well, even that video, I mean, it was awesome that you guys were out on the street and asking people all these questions and everything. So I can't wait to watch that again.
Good. All right, Brian. So I appreciate that. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I think that once we know the truth, being from the background, yeah, that I have, I think we have a responsibility to help people understand the truth. And of course, they can decide to pick up that truth and run with it, carry on the torch to the next person and pass it on, or use it themselves, keep it a secret, whatever. But I think my job is to not worry about their response to it, but my job is to make sure that I'm doing my part in keeping the message going and helping that truth be taught. So I want to know now about your business as a practitioner. What is your practice to help other people? Explain how you kind of do things now, how your business operation is kind of set up. Where do you operate from? Who do you help? Give me a flavor of how the Brian Fleming Agency works.
Well, I do work out of my home, but I'm probably going to be looking for an office space. My wife actually works as well. She travels 40 minutes one way to go to work at an elementary school. She's an administrative assistant. We're talking about her maybe not doing that anymore after this year and helping me, because she came with me to the think tank. I don't know if you were in the connection zone on Saturday, but we had an opportunity to list a lot of our goals for the next year. And she stood up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be busy this year, because she listed a lot of stuff. So
yes, I do remember now. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So now, you know, having her in the business is going to be good. She's going to be a good asset to me and my company, which I call myself Financial Fortress Builders. I build a fortress around your finances using life insurance and the infinite banking concept. But yeah, and I just love talking about it. I mean, I go to network, again, social media marketing. I'm going to start the podcast. And it's just a matter of talking to people, helping them understand it, making sure they understand it, because it makes no sense to start this process if you don't. And then we go from there, and I become their coach from that point forward.
Brian, I want to know how you introduce this to the people you know, like, and trust the most. People want to do business with people that they know. So I'm wondering about your family. What about the next generation of Flemings? Do they know about this? What about some of the people in your close community? Have they caught the vision yet? And how do you have that connection to them with sensitive relationships? I think a lot of people who are in the world of you or I wonder, how are other people doing it? How do we pass this on to the people that we know, children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, and maybe other business connections? What's your story there?
Well, I do try. A lot of them, you know, just like other people as well. You know, I got my other stuff. I'm not interested. I got a financial planner and all this kind of thing, you know. I generally like to start the conversation with, you know, think about all the money you spent on cars throughout your lifetime and will continue to spend on cars until the day you die, never ever to see that money again. Do you wanna? Well, sure. Well, then let's have a conversation, you know. So yeah, I'm trying to do it within the family. Again, I think just whatever, think that I'm just a salesman or whatever the case may be, but try to just got to keep trying, you know, just keep knocking on the door and hopefully it'll open.
Yes, sir. So tell me about Financial Fortress Builders in the long run. What is your legacy? Nelson Nash brought us together, and his legacy is trying to really take back the banking function and Austrian economics with sound money principles on a personal level in this country. And we are now, as agents, he retired from that agent and decided to spread that message on a more like holistic economic level. But we had agents, as agents, are trying to help families, individuals pull it off right now to try to tip those scales and balance the budget back in Washington. That's a big vision. That's a big idea, but we're doing it individually. What do you want people to know and think about you in the long run after you're gone? What is your legacy going to be?
Well, I say I'm a cop who sought the truth. Now I teach financial truth. I want them to understand what the truth is. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation out there in the financial world. And I think there's victims in the financial world because of that. So it's just my goal to uncover the truth, to spread it as best as I can. And, you know, I can only lead a person to knowledge. I can't make them use it. So that's why my goal is to tell as many people as I can what the infinite banking concept is, how powerful a properly designed life insurance policy is for them, and hopefully we do business, or at least just plant that seed and more people, you know, water it and more people come in to the light and say, yeah, Brian, we got to get this started. As a matter of fact, I got someone I'm talking to now, same thing, been a couple of years, I've been dripping on them, they're ready to go.
Well, good stuff, Brian. Appreciate what you're doing, and we advocate for you and wish you well to you and yours moving forward in their infinite banking journey. To the bank, bro, said we couldn't make it. Three cuts settled, this the life we chose. Gave a lot of game, we never got a lot of things. Bow your head and say the prayer. We taught you how to be the bank. We hope you enjoyed that great conversation with Brian Fleming, just north of Milwaukee, and another NNI, Nelson Nash Institute practitioner. If you are a person who's got a great job and a solid career and still wants to find that financial freedom like he did, give us a call. We'll walk and talk you through your free cash consultation soon, and we'll help you crack the code to cash flow.